we're going to learn Daf Samach in Masechtas Ksubas. We're going to really basically just read the last three words at the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis, which is a quote from the Mishnah, and we're going to start right away from in the Gemara. We're going to start from the top, right at the top of Samach Amud Aleph. So the last three words on the bottom of Nun Tes are Im Hoya Makir. This is talking about a quote from the Mishnah that says that if you have a marriage and during the marriage they have a child, and then for whatever reason they get divorced, or even it's true even if he dies also, but more importantly if they get divorced, if the baby recognizes the mother and needs the mother to nurse, the mother must continue to nurse even after they're divorced. So Zakta Gemara Ad Kama, how long does it take for this child naturally to recognize its mother, and therefore it makes a difference to the baby whether its mother is nursing it or some other woman is nursing it? So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav Shloish Chadoshim. After 3 months, the baby will certainly recognize its mother, and now the mother is obligated to continue to nurse until the baby is weaned. Ushmul Amar Shloishim Yom. No, it's possible even after 30 days. Already the baby recognizes the mother. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan, Chamishim Yoim, it takes about 50 days. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ab Bar Abaya, Halocha K'Rav Yitzchak, Sh'amar Yisham Rav Yochanan, we pass in like this last shita that it takes about 50 days. After 50 days, the baby recognizes the mother. In other words, what is that? Why is that relevant? Because then the baby's theoretically not going to want a nurse from another mother, from another woman, and therefore you have no choice. This mother, this wife, must nurse the baby. Now, we quoted three shitas here. So Mishlam Rav, the Rav Yochanan. So I understand Rav shita, which is 3 months, and Rav Yochanan shita, which is 50 days. Kochad v'chad ki chorfei. Each child depends on how smart the child is. You know, there's some children, even as a baby, some babies are smarter than others. So it's possible 50 days, I could see it's possible the baby will recognize the mother. But according to Shmuel, it says even already after 30 days, which is nothing, it's a tiny little baby. So you think that it's possible for the baby to recognize the mother to the extent, remember, this is to the degree that the baby will only nurse from the mother and not nurse from somebody else even after 30 days. So is that possible? So the Gemara answers with the story. Ki asara Rami Bar Yecheskel Omar, he said, Loi tzatzinu lahani kloli dekal Yehuda achi mishmei deshmuel. Don't listen to any of those rules that my brother said, that Yehuda, my brother, said in the name of Shmuel about when the baby recognizes it, when the baby doesn't recognize. Hachi Amar Shmuel, the bottom line is, this is what Shmuel said when it comes to whether or not the baby is limited to this mother. Kol Zman Shemakira. It's as any time the baby recognizes the mother. Okay, so there is no before, there is no after. It really depends on the particular baby, and as Rashi says, afilu girsho, and if they get divorced, and the mother now has an obligation to continue. So he doesn't limit it to a specific time. It is all a matter of very practical. If the baby recognizes the mother is obligated to continue to nurse. We're still continuing with one last part to this Gemara. So it says again, at the bottom line is, if the baby recognizes the mother has an obligation to nurse the baby. So here's the story. Ahu the Asoi Lekamei de Shmuel. There was this lady who came in front of Shmuel, or maybe the father came to Shmuel to ask that his wife continue to nurse. Omar Le Ravdimi Bar Yosef. So he told Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, this is what you're going to do. Zil Bodka, go check to see whether or not the baby recognizes the mother. Ozol Oisva Bedara Denoshi. He went and he placed this mother in a lineup in a row of other women. The Shakle Lebra, and they took the baby. The Bekada Le Alayo, and he brought the baby in front of each mother. He just moved the baby along from one mother to the next. Kimota Legaba, when the baby got to this, to its actual mother, to its birth mother, Havikam Masver Laape, so its face, so it's interesting. Rashi translates it as looked, mabit, it was steering. Masve really comes from the word mask or lit up or whatever. No, Masve, this is with the Samach. So, but Rashi translates it, listen, I'll go with Rashi's translation. Mabit, it steered, it gazed. it paid more attention. Now remember, we're talking about a baby. We're not talking about, you know, anything more than a tiny little baby. But the fact that it looked at this mother more than anybody else was already an indication that it saw something more about this mother more than anybody else. So the mother took her eyes and she looked down to like so that the mother wasn't making eye contact anymore with the baby, so the baby would look away. Amar lo, so Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said to her, Notafeinach, pick up your eyes, kum dari berech, come and take your baby. In other words, the baby clearly recognized you, don't try to hide it. There is a recognition over here. And now the halacha is now if the baby recognizes you, then you have an obligation to continue nursing. Then the Gemara asks, "Suma mina yada?" So, but a blind baby that doesn't have this eye recognition, how do you know when the baby recognizes the mother? So, Amar Rav Ashi berecho uvataima. The baby can smell. Those are very strong senses. Can smell and it can taste. So, it's you can imagine what that means. The Mefarshim do talk about a little bit what Recha and what Taima are we talking about over here. But, basically it could be the Recha, could be her breath, and Taima could be the time of the milk. It could be, but that's what we're talking about. That's the baby is able to recognize. So the proper way to nurse a child is for 24 months. The Kanva Elech Kiyonik Sheketz. Rabbi Elazar says that after 24 months, to continue to nurse is disgusting. It's like nursing from a sheretz, a sheketz. So you should, in other words, you have to stop after 24 months. Halachically, Rabbi Yeshua says. The machlekes over here is Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara continues, Afilo Arba B'Chamesh Shanim, even after 4 or 5 years, that's already it's acceptable. So you could have a 5-year-old that's continuing to nurse, according to Rabbi Yeshua. He doesn't have a problem with that. However, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, Pirish, if you stopped for a while, we'll see. Any time after the 24 months you stop nursing for a period of time, the chozer, and then you try to restart nursing again, that is already also considered, even Rabbi Shua agrees that at a certain point that's considered disgusting. But you see over here, it's not because of the age, because according to Rabbi Shua, if he was continuing to do it, a 3-year-old was continuing to nurse, he doesn't have a problem with that. It's only because he stopped at 2.5, and then he started doing it again, started nursing again at 3, that's when it's disgusting. So we see that there is an issue over here. Once you stop nursing, to continue nursing again is considered inappropriate. Okay, and then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we saw, Mikan ve'elik yonik shaketz. So again, if you continue to nurse after 24 months or after you stopped, it's not considered, it's inappropriate, it's disgusting. Oh, but here's the Gemara says, but that's really not, why should it be so? For Raimini, I'll ask you a contradiction. You might think that the milk of a person, Mahalcheshtaim means walks on 2 legs, a person, is considered tame. In other words, I'll translate the word tame to treif. You might think that you're not allowed to eat it. And I'll even prove to you it should be aser. V'dinu, uma behema shekalta b'mago. A behema tameo. That if you touch it while it's alive, it's okay, you don't become tame. So the Gemara over here does mean literally tame. That if you touch a live animal, it doesn't make you tame. Hichmarta b'chalbo, but still you're not allowed to drink the milk. Odom sheikh marti b'magoi, a person that sometimes you could become tame, if she's a nida, for example, or a zava, she actually can make you tame even while she's alive. Ein adin shetachmer b'chalboi, so certainly you should be machmer about the milk that you should not be allowed to drink it. That's what I would think, that it should be aser, talmud loimer. That's why we have a pasuk that says, esagomo kimala geira hu. A camel, even though it chews its cud, the milk of a camel is aser, and we darshan hu tamei ve'ein chalav mahalchei shtayim tamei. Only the milk of a camel is aser, but the milk of a mother of a woman is not tamei. Is not tamei ela tar. It's tar. You're allowed to drink it. Now yachol oitzias chalav she'enoi shava b'kol. Maybe okay. I hear the drasha that tells us a donkey, a camel is aser, a woman is mutter, but maybe that's because a chalav is then a shava b'kol. Maybe, in other words, maybe the diuk over here is the difference between a camel and a person is about blood, not about milk. How do you know that the drush over here is to be darshan is in the context of milk? Maybe it's the cholov doesn't really apply to everybody. Not everybody has milk. It's not always, some animals are tame, some animals are tar. Maybe the, by milk it's not the same for everybody, but blood, everybody has blood, everybody has, all animals have blood, all people have blood. So maybe the pasuk that's making the diuk that the camel is tame and the person is not, is talking about blood. So therefore the Gemara says, no, I'll be very clear. Talmud loimer, who? That's why the pasuk adds the word who, to tell us who tame, ve'ein dam, ma'acheshtayim tame. So it's a different drasha. To tell us that the person, Tamei loymer who tamei, right? Who tamei vein dam mahalchish time tamei el tahar. It's coming to tell us that the word who is to tell us that the dam, there is a difference between the dam of a camel versus the dam of a person. Okay, so once that's true, then it comes out that the drasha between the word who applies to the dam, and the word gomol applies to the milk. The milk of a camel versus the milk of a person. So it comes out that the milk of a person is in fact mutter. The Omer of Sheshes, Afilu Mitzvah Prisha Ein Boy. Not only is it not also, you don't even have even the Rabbonon didn't make any gezeirus to separate you from the milk of a person. So one second, so we see very clearly over here that the milk of a mother, the milk of a woman is totally mutter. And Chazal didn't even put install any type of gedarim, any type of prisha, any type of separation. So why are we saying that nursing after the age of 24 months is a sheketz? So the Gemara answers, loy kasha, ha de parish, ha de loy parish. It depends on whether the milk was already expressed from the mother or not. So basically we're saying like this. The milk itself, in and of itself, and this is Binyamin, very, very important to understand. The milk itself is not awesome. Yeah. It's the nursing that's awesome.
What's the problem? Why?
If to nurse directly from the mother, that's what is usher and considered a sheketz after 24 months. After 24 months, it's not appropriate to be nursing directly from a mother. But the milk itself, once it's parish, it's really not, it's not usher. It's not usher. Now, the Gemara continues and says, the chiluf of adam, the opposite is true about dam. In other words, now that we establish that there's a difference between getting it directly versus getting it after it's already separated and sitting in a jar or a bottle or whatever, the opposite, the halach of whether dam is mutter or asr is exactly the opposite, which is that if the dam is coming directly out of the body, then it's not asr to eat. So, Kedetanya, there's a famous price. Dam shal gabe kikar, if you take a bite into a piece of bread and then you notice that there's some blood from your teeth on it, goyra, you have to scratch off the blood from the bread, and then you can eat the rest of the bread. But you cannot put that piece of bloody bread back into your mouth, or more likely like an apple very often. Right? Very bite into an apple. If your teeth aren't strong, there's some blood on the apple. You can't eat that. However, shebena shinayim, but if you have blood in your mouth itself, then you could suck it out, and you don't have to worry about that. So if the blood is in your mouth the whole time, no problem, you could suck it out. And by the way, okay, the Gemara continues. Amamar, we saw before, Rabbi Shua Omer afilu arba v'chamesh shanim. He said that you could even continue nursing for 4 or 5 years. So, about that timing, the Gemara says, "Va'atani Rabbi Shua Omer afilu chavilosoi al kseifov." That Rabbi Shua gives a different way of explaining it, in that it depends. You can continue nursing even if the child is strong enough to already be carrying packages on its back. So it sounds like it's a different age. The Gemara says, "No, it's really the same age. A 4 or 5 years old, 4 or 5 year old kid is already able to, you know, carry something a little bit here and there." So then, now, the 4 and 5 year old, it depends on how strong and how healthy the baby is. But basically, once the baby is strong enough, at 4 years old, you should stop. If the baby is a weaker child, then you can continue until the baby is 5 years old. Amar Rabbi Yosef, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. And we pass it like this, halacha like Rabbi Yeshua, that is technically mutter to nurse until the child is even 4 or 5 years old. So now that Rabbi Yosef quoted that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara is going to bring a couple of random halachas that Rabbi Yosef paskins like. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Marinus Omer, Ramirez happens to, says like this, Goinech, if you have a person who is groaning because they are in pain. Now this is on Shabbos. So you want to know what medicine is mutter to give him on Shabbos. Yoinech cholov b'Shabbos. He's able to nurse, he's able to, what's it called? He's able to suck the blood, the milk of a goat directly on Shabbos. He's able to, in other words, without milking the goat and drinking it out of a pail, he's able to milk it directly into his mouth. And that will help the pain go away. My taimo, yoinek mefarek kalacha yad. Because nursing directly from a goat, for a person anyway, that's not really normal. It's kalacha yad. So even though there's an isser of mefarek, which is a tolda of dosh, which is normally usher on Shabbos, is one of the Avos Melachos. That's a told of one of the Avos Melachos. But since it's Kala'achar Yad, since it's not the normal way to do the Melachos, so therefore it's not technically usher. So since this person is in pain, and the only way he's going to get out of pain is by nursing directly from the goat, and it's not technically usher, we're going to allow it. I'm Rav Yosef, so again, this is Rav Yosef quoting, Halacha k'Rav Merinus. We pass him like this, Rav Merinus, that it is going to be mutter. Now a third halacha. Tanya, Nochemish Galio, Oimer. Nochemish Galio said, Tzinor sha'olu boy kashkashim. If let's say you have a trough, a gutter, on the top of your roof, which is meant to drain the water off the roof and away from the house, but it turns out that reeds or something grew in the gutter and it's blocking the gutter from draining the water properly. So now, memachin beragloi betzina b'Shabbos. So even on Shabbos, you're able to go up on the gutter and smash down with your feet. You could smash down the reeds that are growing, the dirt that's growing there, so that the water can flow through the gutter and away from your house. And you're not choishesh as long as you do it privately. My taimo. Now, why would this be mutter? Normally, something like this would be usher on Shabbos. Again, mesakin, you're fixing the gutter. Klacha yadu, but it's not the normal way to do it. Normally, you would do it with your hand, and here you're doing it with your foot. And the Rabbanan aren't going to stop you from doing something that's not technically usher if there's a tremendous loss over here. Because if the gutters aren't draining properly, it's going to leak into your house. It's going to create a tremendous amount of damage. And again, Amar Rav Yosef Halacha Kenochem Ish Galya, we paskin like this Gemara that you're allowed to do something when, again, it's not a real malacha anyway, if it's going to save a tremendous loss. Okay, back to what we said before. Pirish la'achar esam bar b'chodesh b'chozar ki'enek sheketz. So even the first Mandi Omar that says that you can only nurse up to 24 months, so that is, we all agree, sorry, even Rabbi Yeshua that says 4 or 5 years rather, if you stop, you can't then go back, you can't start nursing later. The comma, how long does that break? How much of a break does there have to be that's considered stop, that you can't start again? Rabbi Yehuda, and now this is also only after 24 months. If you stopped after 24 months, you have a break. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Chavivi, Amar Shmuel Shloisha Yamim. It's 3 days. Once you have 3 days of break, after 24 months, then you can't go back. Igad Amri, there's another version to this. The difference between this is a Mishnah versus a Braisa, so, or Shmaitza. Igad Amri, Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chavivi, Kamei to Shmuel, that he learned it as a Tano in front of Shmuel. Shloisha Yomim, it's 3 days. Again, it's still the same amount of time, so there's no machloikas over here. It's just a question of where we quote this from. Okay, now, the next halacha, once we're talking about the fact that a wife is obligated to nurse, what about, so till now we've been talking about really a divorce situation where she's forced, the husband can force her to continue to nurse. Tana Rabbana, but we learned as follows. Menika shemes bala. Now, what if the husband died? And her issue over here is not so much that she wants to stop nursing. She's willing to continue nursing. However, she wants to get remarried. So, besoich arba esrim v'arba chodesh harezu loy tisares v'loy tinase. You're not allowed to even get engaged, and you're certainly not allowed to get married. They say, the Mefarshim say that it's a gezeiro, that once you can't get married, you can't get engaged either. But the point is, for 24 months, and now on the top of Samachom Abez, Ad Esrim Ba'arba Chodesh, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that she has to be available for the baby and no other husband. If her original husband died, if the father of the baby died, she must stay only dedicated to the baby for 24 months. Rabbi Yehuda Mater B'Shmoneh Esrei Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a full 24 months, 18 months is really enough. Meaning, because the question is, at what point, remember, they didn't have formula in those days. So at what point can you stop nursing and it'll be safe for the baby, that the baby will be able to be sustained on other foods without nursing? So Rabbi Yehuda says after 18 months, the baby is already healthy. Amar Rav Nosson bar Yosef, hein hein divrei Beis Shammai, hein hein divrei Beis Hillel. This machlokes 24 verses 18 is the same machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai yomer esrim va'arba chodesh. Once again, Beis Shammai says you have to wait 24 months. U Beis Hillel yomer shmoina esrei chodesh. You only have to wait 18. Now, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, ani achria. Now the word we have in our Gemara is ani achria. I will decide, but that actually, based on, that's not really the right use of the word achri. It's not the right word. So if you see on the side, it says that the Shultus brings down, he changes the girsa over here, from achriya to afaresh. I will explain what we mean, which makes more sense, because he's not being machriya between the two. He's not figuring out which one makes more sense. He's explaining both shitas. So he says, ani afaresh. I will explain. The divrei ha'omer esrim ve'arba chodesh, when you say 24 months, you really could get married after 21 months, because the explanation is very simple. The problem is that once she gets remarried, we have to assume that she's going to get pregnant. That's what we're afraid of when she gets married. So, and once a woman gets pregnant, after 3 months, the new baby takes all the dam. As we said before, the dam is part of what helps create the milk. Now the dam of the woman is needed for the formulation of the new baby. So she won't be able to nurse anymore. But since it takes 3 months, it's not a problem. If she gets married after 21 months, then by the time the new baby takes over and she'll have to stop nursing, it's already 24 months, it's not a problem. And similarly, the divrei ha'omer b'shmoina esrei chodesh, the one who says that you have to nurse for a full 18 months, you could already get married after 15 months. Because it takes 3 months for the milk to get ruined before, so therefore, even if she gets married 3 months before she has to stop nursing, it's not going to be a problem, because 3 months, even if she gets pregnant, she'll still be able to continue to nurse for the additional 3 months up to the full 18 months. Amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's 18 months. V'amar Mar Ukva li hitter Reb Chanina losis la'acha chamisha asur chodesh. And Reb Chanina even said you could get married after 15 months. So again, if she gets pregnant right away, she'll still be able to continue nursing for the full 18 months. So it's not a problem that she. So it's not that you can't get married. The problem is you have to be available for the baby that you're nursing. So even if you get married after 15 months, and even if you get pregnant right away, you'll still be able to nurse for the full 18 months. So there's no reason why you cannot get married. The Gemara now tells the story. Arise da Abaya, the sharecropper of Abaya, also the Kamei da Abaya. So he came to ask Abaya a question. Amar le, he said, Mahu le ores b'chamisha asur chodesh. He asked him this exact question. Can I get engaged to a woman who's nursing after 15 months? So he answered very simple. First of all, the general rule is whenever you have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we always pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, remember, was the opinion that said 18 months, not 24 months. And of course, as we know, we always pass them like Beis Hillel, or almost always pass them like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. Once again, Beis Hillel's sheet was 18 months. The Omar Ula, and Ula also said, Allah Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like that. The Omar Mar Ukva, and we saw a story that says, Li hit the Reb Chanina, lost his lacha chamesha as a chodesh, that Reb Chanina also was matzah to get married after 15 months based on this cheshbin. So, Kol Shekein, Da'at Le'ores. And you're asking me, you're not even asking me about getting married, you're asking me about getting engaged. So certainly with all these opinions that 18 months is really the threshold over here, and you're only asking about getting engaged, so there's really no chash that you're going to get pregnant, so that she can get pregnant, so it's certainly going to be mutter. He also the comment of Rav Yosef, they also came to Rav Yosef, Omar Lei, he said, Rav Shmuel Domer Tavayu, they both said, Tzricha Lahamten Esrim Va'arba Chodesh, they paskin very differently. They said, nope, you have to wait a full 24 months, you don't have to count the day that the baby was born, except and not the day that you get engaged. So it's 24 months minus 2 days. So it's 23 months and 28 days, or whatever you want to call it. That's the amount of time that you have to wait, but they were both very machmer that you have to wait the full 24 months before you can get engaged. Rod Basrei, So we heard that that's a different psak halacha, because Abaya was willing to paskin very easily, no problem, after 15 months, do whatever you want. And Rav and Shmuel say, no, you can't even get engaged for 24 months. So Rod Basre Tlosa Parsi, he chased after this person 3 miles, or 3 Parsi, which is even further. The Amri lo Parsa Bechalo, and there are those that say he chased him even a full Paris in the sand, which is harder to run. Lo Yadkere, and he didn't reach him. And he wasn't able to tell the person, oh, by the way, I gave you the wrong psak halacha. Because really, the maskonas hagemara is, we wait the 24 months, not the 15 months. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, based on that, ho milsa de Amar Rabbanon, that other thing that the Rabbanon taught us, afilu biusa bekuchta, loy shari, inish, bemokim rabe. Even dipping an egg in cheese, that is an adult, you're not allowed to paskin that's mutter if your Rebbe is around. Not because you look like a chutzpenyak, the way Rashi explains, that you look like you're a chutzpenyak, that you think that you could paskin when your Rebbe is standing right there. Because it's just not going to work out that you're going to get it right. I knew the halacha like Rav and Shmuel. I knew what Rav and Shmuel said. I didn't end up saying it correctly because my Rebbe was there, and I should not have paskined when my Rebbe was there. So we see a very big yesoid over here. Now the reason why the Gemara gives this example, an egg and cheese, without getting into the nitty gritty of Tosfos or what exactly the issue with halacha is, but we see it's even a halacha that pretty much everybody knows. It's a very standard halacha. It's not like you're coming up with some new cheshbin and new tricky halacha. This is an easy halacha. And even that he got wrong. So we see that a person has to be very makbid not to paskin when his Rebbe is around, when the Rav is around, and when the person who should be doing the paskining is there, and you could easily ask the Rav. You should not be asking somebody else, because that other person is not going to end up answering you correctly. Even a simple halacha, you can manage to get wrong. Okay.
Let's try again.
Tana Rabbana. Oy gum lost it. Let's say the wife was successful in transferring the baby over to a wet nurse. Oy gum lost it. Or in fact, she stopped nursing. The baby was old enough. Oy mace, or the baby died. So clearly, she is not nursing anymore. In all of those cases, mutaris linasa miyad, she's able to get married right away. Because remember, the whole reason why you were holding off getting remarried was because you were afraid you're going to get pregnant, and that would force you to stop nursing the existing baby. But if you're not nursing that baby for whatever reason, there's no reason to hold off. You can get married right away. The pump of Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yeshua Saber, Lamevad Uvda, Ki Hamas Nisan, they wanted to follow this ruling, and they wanted to allow a woman to get married right away. Amrulahu, so they said to him, Amrulahu Ahusafta, there was this old woman that was there, and she said, Bididi Have Uvda, this story happened to me personally, where I was not nursing anymore and I wanted to get married. V'asur li Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman, who is a poisik that we always follow, or not always, but almost always follow Rav Nachman's halacha. So, and he said, I'm not allowed to get married. Okay? So the Gemara says, Eini, is that really so? V'har Rav Nachman sharlahu lebei Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman, who was the poisik for the Reish Galusa, for the head of state, and he paskin that they were allowed to get remarried early now that they weren't nursing anymore. So what do you mean? Why would she say that it was usur? So the Gemara says, Shani bei Reish Galusa deloy hadri behu. The difference is that when the Reish Galusa hires a wet nurse, the wet nurse accepts the job, there is no backsies, no tracksies. They have to keep the job whether they like it or not. So there's no concern that the baby is not going to be nursed. Whereas a regular, it doesn't even have to be a peasant, but a regular person who does not have that power to force the nursemaid to continue nursing, there was always this concern that she might quit her job one day. And if she quits her job, then this baby's going to be left without anybody to nurse. So the mother always has to remain available to be able to nurse the baby if necessary, and therefore the mother has to wait around until the baby stops nursing. Amalura, Papi, The aton lo tizbru mehada tanya. So Rav Papi says, I don't understand. You don't know this following braiso. Haresha hoisa redufa leilach lebeis aviyah. Let's say you have a woman who's constantly being chased to her father's house. Meaning, there's no shalom bayis in the house. The husband and the wife are not getting along. Oisha hoya like kas bebeis balo, or her husband's constantly angry at her. Oisha hoya balo chobush bebeis asurim, or he's captured and he's just not around. Oisha hoya balo medinat hayam, or he's in a different country. Oisha hoya balo zaken, or he's too old. Oichalu is too sick. Or you have this woman who herself is not capable of having a baby. Either she's an akar, she's too old, or she's an islandess, she's missing the body parts to have a baby. Ukatano, or she's too young. Or a woman who had a miscarriage after her husband died, which means there's no chance that she has another baby. Or she, for whatever reason, is not capable of having children. Kulon. So over there we see that you have to wait 3 months now, because we know there's no chance that there's no baby over there. You have to wait 3 months so you could discern if she does become pregnant. Again, in all these cases, she really can't become pregnant. But if she becomes, we have to be able to discern between the one father and the other. She have to wait 3 months. So it's not a matter of 24 months. Rabbi Yossi matilars for the nasimiyad. But again, because Rabbi Yossi says very practically, because it's impossible for her to become pregnant and there's no real issue to wait, she can get married immediately. The Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, and we bought Rav Nachman at the end of the day says, halachic Rav Meir, because whenever Rav Meir adds an extra chumrah on top of what the basic halacha is, we paskin like that. Which, by the way, that comes up in other places also, where we paskin like these gzeiros. Okay? So we see that we always pass it like Rav Meir, but with that we're machmer. So anyway, but we see that you have to wait 3 months. So we see that it's not automatic that you can get remarried. Amar le lav adaiton. I didn't realize that we're machmer over here. So it's not mutter to get married right away. The hilchusa, and therefore the Gemara Lamaskana concludes mace mutter. If the child dies, so then obviously there's no real concern about the baby anymore, so then really she could get married right away. You have to wait for 3 months like Rav Meir, but you could get married right away. But if she stopped nursing, usher, then you stop nursing early, then you can't. And Rashi adds, because we're concerned that if she actually forced the baby to stop nursing so that she can get remarried. So we don't really trust her that the baby naturally stopped nursing. We think that she's playing games over here. So we're not going to allow, so we tell her, by the way, even if you stop nursing, you're not going to be able to get remarried. So there's no advantage of stopping nursing early. You're going to have to wait the full time anyway. Fine. But if the baby died, obviously there's no issue anymore. However, Mar Baravashi Omar, Afilu Meis Nami Aser, even if the baby literally died, it's still going to be Aser to remarry. Why? Dilma Kotlale, V'Ozlo Minsuba. Because maybe she killed the baby so that she can go and get remarried. Have Uvdu V'Chankate, there's a story where a mother went ahead and choked the baby, so that she could get remarried. So we see that this is a real possibility. So even if the baby dies, we don't allow her to get remarried. However, the Gemara says Veloihi, we can't really prove anything from that story. Ahi Shaitahave, that woman was crazy. Because normal women don't kill their babies. So killing the baby, if the baby died, that already is beyond what we're concerned about. And therefore, if the baby naturally died, we allow her to get remarried. However, if the baby's still alive and she just got away with stopping the nursing, so then Anachanami, she can't get married for 24 months. Okay. Let's continue. Let's finish the daf quickly. Tana Rabbanon, Haresha Nasan Lo Ben Lahanik. So, now we're going to talk about from the wet nurse's perspective. If you are now nursing another child, Haresha Loitina Kimo, you're not allowed to nurse a second baby with that first baby. Loi Benot, not even your own son. Veloi Ben Chaverta, and not someone else's son. Okay, Pasco Kimo. You have to give her a little bit so she has more to eat. But the mother is obligated, even if she does, if not supplied with enough food, she has to eat a lot to be able to fully nurse. And also, a nursing mother, that's part of her job. She's not allowed to eat those type of things which are harmful for the milk. So now, the Gemara gives two examples. She's not allowed to nurse a second baby, including her son, including someone else's. So hashta b'no amres loy. So if she's not allowed to nurse even her own child, ben chaverta mi boy, then of course she's not going to nurse someone else's. She can't take on a second baby. It's not something you could overlap. You can't take on a second child. So the Gemara says, no, there is a reason over here. Mal detema b'no hu dechasio layu. So you might think when it's her own child, she might have a preference to give her own child more milk than the child that she is wet nursing. So mamsi lo tfei, and she's going to give her child, and she's going to give more to her own baby and take away from the child that she's nursing. Maybe that would be the reason why her child. Avo ben chaberto. But when it comes to nursing a second child, someone else's child, iloi dehave le moiser, lo yave mamsi. Like, if not for the fact that she had enough, that she wouldn't agree to nurse a second child. So you might think that Anachanami, that her own child maybe is more of a problem because she's going to give it preference. Kamash Malon, that you can't nurse your own child, well, you'll give preference. And you also can't nurse a second child because there's just not enough to go around. And she has to dedicate herself to, to nurse this child that she agreed to get paid to nurse. Okay, then the Gemara said, Posko kimo echeles harbei meecha. I don't understand. Even if the guy paying her is giving her a little bit, she has to eat a lot in order to be able to nurse properly. So meecha. The Gemara asks a very practical question. Where is she getting the extra food from if no one's paying her from it? Amar Rav Sheshes Mishalo. Anachanami, she has to come up with the money from herself. That's her job. Her job is to eat enough to be able to nurse. That's her job. And we also said that she's not allowed to eat bad foods. What is considered eating bad or eating poorly? Amrav Kahana Kagoin Koshois Vichaziz. These are Vidagim Katanim Vadomo. These are certain types of grasses which are not healthy. Dagim Katanim are small fish, little fish, and dirt. If you eat dirt, that actually interferes with the nursing process. Abai Omar Afilu Koro Vichavusho. Even gourds and chavusha, I'm not sure what that is. It's also a type of growing, something that grows. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Kairo, the Kufra, even a, Kairo is the bark of a palm tree, which is soft and it's edible. Usually you don't eat it because it hardens right away, but if you eat it while it's soft, it's still edible. And, Kufra is the dates,
unripened
dates. Those are considered unhealthy for nursing. Ravashi Amar Afilu Kimcha Vaharsana Minayu. Even what?
Kutach and fish hash.
Right, kutach is a cheesy thing and fish juice that's. Minayu paski chalva, minayu achri chalva. Because some of these are bad because they just interfere with nursing altogether and they force the body to stop nursing. And some of them just make the milk disgusting. So either way, these are things that, you shouldn't eat while you're nursing. The mishamsha beirechaya. Okay, now the Gemara goes off on a slightly different topic. Once we're talking about different foods that are bad or good for the body, now the Gemara goes off to mishamsha beirechaya. Someone who has tashmish. By a mill where they're grinding food, havalei b'nei nichbi, that causes, if you get pregnant from that, from the way Rashi learns very interestingly, if you get pregnant from that tashmish, the children have epilepsy. Hamashamshi al ara, somebody who has tashmish on the ground itself, on the dirt, havalei b'nei shmuti, their children will have a very long neck, which is a mum, which is not natural. The darcha al rama, The chamira, a woman who walks on top of the excrement of donkeys. Havalei b'nei gurdine, they have children that lose their hair. That's one pshat in Rashi. They lose their hair. The achlo chardala, if you eat mustard. Havalei b'nei zulzuli, you have gluttonous children. They constantly need to eat. The achlo tachli, if you eat cress, it's a type of grass. Havalei b'nei zulfani. You'll have children that their eyes are constantly tearing. Tearing as in tears, teardrops. The achlo munino, somebody who eats small fish. Havalei b'nei mutsisa, they'll have children that their eyes are always fluttering open and closed. The achlo gugoshta, somebody who eats clay, which is a type of dirt. Havalei b'nei mukhuri, you have very ugly children. The shasha shikhra. Okay, those are the bad ones. Tashasha Shikra, somebody who drinks beer, Havale Bini Uchme, then their children are very dark. The Achla Bisra Vashas Yachamra, somebody who eats meat and drinks wine, Havale Bini, on the top of Samachal from Aleph, Bini Briya. That is healthy. Drinking, eating meat with wine as a healthy food, they have healthy children. The Achla Bei, this is just going to do two more lines over here. The Achli Beya, Havale Bini Anina. Somebody who eats eggs will have children with very large eyes. The Achla Kivri, if you eat fish, Havale Bini Chanini, you'll have children with a lot of chain. That'll look nice. The Achla Kraspa, somebody who eats celery, Havale Bini Zavisa, you'll have radiant children that look good. The Achla Kusvarta, we're going to stop with this. Somebody who eats coriander, Havale Bini Bisrani, you're going to have fat children. The Achla Esroigo, if you eat an esrig, so then Havale Bini Rechoni, you're going to have children that smell good. Barta de Shvur Malka, Achla Ba, Imo Esrego. The mother of Shvur Malka, her mother ate Esregim. Havi Maskele, the Kame Avua, Beresh Rechoni. They would bring her, the child, to the father, to when he wanted to smell good things, they would bring the child, she would actually smell good. Okay, so we see that, certainly, so we see clearly, whether you remember exactly which foods are which, but the point is there are some foods that are good, and therefore not allowed, you shouldn't be eating them when nursing, and there are some things that are bad, for have a bad outcome for the, if you eat them, and some are good, some are bad, and also a person has to be makbid where they have relations with their wife. Okay, we'll stop over here.